Visitor Operations and Experiences Manager Catherine McCusker talks to entomologist Mike Edwards and lead ranger Henry Barnard about some more of the fascinating invertebrates that exist all around the Surrey Hills.
Mike, there's an associated species with the Minotaur beetle, isn't there?
There is indeed. There is a robber fly. It's a robber fly because it robs other flies of their life and other insects. And this one's known as the hornet robber fly. It's yellow and black, as you might expect. Not really kind of like a hornet, but a similar size and pretty impressive. Now, what this one is doing is laying its eggs in the tubes that the Minotaur beetle has dug where it's put its larvae, and the egg hatches, the larva crawls down and makes a nice meal of the fully fed larvae of the Minotaur beetle. When it comes out as an adult, it has to feed on something. It needs some protein to make some eggs. Oh, what better than another Minotaur beetle or another hornet robber fly to jump on, stick your proboscis in the front before it's actually done anything, squirt in the juice and liquidise it.
Well, you and I could talk endlessly about insects, but the hornet robber fly, the hornet name, is from this sort of vague mimicry, I presume. This black and yellow to avoid it being eaten. But that's not to say it won't be eaten, is it?
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, these will be eaten by hobbies and kestrels, two of our smaller predatory birds in this country, which people could see here, kestrels hunting over the heathland and hobbies potentially over the ponds at Frensham or other local sites to here.
And they might also be eaten by the larger dragonflies.
Oh, fantastic. So everything has its place.
Yes.